Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam, Hilchot Teshuvah, the Laws of Repentance, Siva Ma, the Book of Knowledge, which in this Perek is actually a segue between the previous two Perakim, which spoke about free will, and the next Perakim that speak about Schar V'Einish, reward and punishment, which that is where the Rambam keeps on putting these together, that a lot of these principles depend on tshuva. The Rambam talks about in this Perek regarding the importance of tshuva and this great maila in a person's life. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, we're going to this concept that really tshuva is at all times, and therefore it's very much connected to free will and the understanding of reward and punishment, which is very much connected to a person being able to do tshuva. As Rambam begins Halacha Hoyil or Rishus Kolad Nesunilai, since there was permission given to every single person, Kamosh Be'an, like we already explained this, and that's the previous two parakim of the Bechira of the person's free will. So Yishtadl Adam Lasa Tshuva. So a person should always attempt to do tshuva. And to confess from his mouth from his sins, and to shake off from his palms his sins, so that he should die as a penitent, and he'll merit to the life of the world to come. Halacha Beis. A person should always see himself as if he's tilting towards death. He might die in this moment when he's a sinner. Turns out, and he's still standing in his sinful ways. Therefore, he should quickly return from his sins immediately. Vayim shouldn't say, "Okay, kishaska, when I get old, then I'll return." No, kishami yamas tadim shiaska, he might die before he becomes old. Hu shleim am chachmas, is what Shlomo says in his wisdom. A pasuk in Kehelas, b'chalis at all times, ziva gedech levanim, let your garments be white, let it be clean, because you never know when you're going to be cold. And halacha gimel, regarding that tshuva is even from bad character. Ultimate, don't say shein tshuva. Okay, that repentance is only elam avera sheish ben maisa, from action, from sins that have an action. Could go in, for example, znus, immorality, stop doing that, stop looking at the gazel, and regarding robbery, you can even stealing, that you can return from those things, you can give those things back, and you can stop doing certain things. No, like shem shetzarch adam lashem elu, just like a person has to repent from these things. Kacha tzarch lechapes b'deis roi sheishli, he has to seek and check out regarding his bad character that he has. And to repent from anger, or mina eva, from hatred, or mina kinder, from jealousy, or mina hitel, from cynicism and mocking and laughter, or mina difer sam, mina bakavet, chasing after money and of power and of honor, or mina difer sam acholos, and chasing after foods, creates from all these types of things. Mina kol tzarch lachzav b'tshuva, from all these things, the person has to return in repentance. And actually, be'elo avoinus, these sins actually kashim ma'isim shesh b'maisa, they're actually more difficult than those sins that have an action. Because shebizman sh'od nishka be'elo, when a person is submerged in these types of character, kashu lifrishmim, it's very hard for him to separate from them, it's part of his personality. B'chein o'em, so says the pasuk in Yeshaya, yazav rosh adarkei, the wicked should leave his path, the ish oven, and the sinful person, mach shavais of his thoughts, in other words, even things that are not an action, just thoughts, like character, a person also has to do tshuva from. Halacha Dalet, regarding the great benefit of tshuva. Ba'al yidama odam ba'al tshuva. A person should not imagine a penitent shumeruchik b'malas tzaddikim, that is very far away from the level of the righteous. Ne'avoynes v'chatoi sh'asa, because of the sins and the bad things he had done, is a sinner. Ein adavakin, don't think, it's not like that. El oho v'nechmatu lefnei abayit, rather he's beloved and he's desired in front of the Creator. Ki lulei v'chatom oil, as if he's never sinned ever. Not only that, Elisha Schode Habi actually has a great amount of reward. Sherei Tom Tamachet, he's already tasted the taste of sin. Uparash Mimen, he's separated from it, but Kavash Yitzer, and he's conquered his inclination. Amr Chacham, the sage has said, Mokim Shabali Chubaim, in the place where the penitents stand, the person who repents, Ain Tzadikim Gemur Michim Lamaboy, the totally righteous cannot stand over there. In other words, Malasim Gedoyla, Mim Malas Elish Lechat Mailam, their level is greater than the level of those who never ever sinned. Because they have to overpower their inclinations more than them, because they have already tasted the taste of the sin, and therefore it's a greater desire, and therefore it's more difficult, which gives them greater reward. All the prophets they command is regarding repentance. The Ein Yisrael Nigulan El B'Tshuva, and the Jewish people only get redeemed only through repentance. Kfar Hefticha Torah, the Torah already guaranteed. Shasayif Yisrael Asa Tshuva B'Seif Gulusim, at the end of the Jewish people, they're going to do repentance at the end of their exile. And then right away they're going to be redeemed. Shemak says the Pasuk in Devarim, B'hoyev, it's going to be kiva yo'lecho kol advam, it's going to come to you, all these things, meaning all the bad, terrible things. V'shavta ad Hashem lekecha, you're going to return to Hashem your God. V'shav Hashem lekecha shabuscha b'dechamecha, then God's going to return all your captives, and He's going to have mercy on you. V'shav, and He's going to return v'kibetzcha mekol ha'amim, and He's going to gather you from all the nations. V'shavitzcha Hashem lekecha, Hashem that God, your Hashem your God has scattered you over there. So we see it's through the tshuva, v'shavta, that God is going to bring the Jewish people back. Lechavav. You know the tshuva, how great is repentance. It brings a person close to the divine presence. Shemek says the pasuk in Hosea, "Shuvu Yisrael ad Hashem lekecha." Return, O Israel, until Hashem your God. But then, like it says in the pasuk in Amos, "V'loy shavtem adai," and they didn't return to me. No, Hashem says Hashem, because if you do tshuva, it's back to Hashem. But then, like it says in the pasuk in Yirmiyah, "Im tashuv Yisrael," the Jewish people return. No, Hashem says Hashem. Elai tashuv, to me they return. In other words, "Im tachz b'tshuva," if you're going to return with repentance, be sitbuk. To me, they're going to be connected. Moreover, tshuva makadeves asarachekim. Tshuva makes those who are far close. Emesh hoyezes son lefnei makom. Yesterday, this person was hated in front of Hashem. Mishukatz, disgusted, meruchuk, and distant, but to even abominated. Vayom today, now they did tshuva. Who of his beloved v'nechman, his desired curve, his close, he did, he's a beloved. V'cheinat amaitzes. So do you find shabalosh shakodesh baruch hu marchek achaitim? The same wording that God distanced the sinners. It's the same wording that he brings those who repent back close. Whether it's individual or whether it's public. Shemek says in the pasuk in Hosea, that's going to be in the place that he said to them, and this is the rabbim, loy ameatim, you're not my people. Yomalehem is going to be said to them, b'nei kel chai, the sons of the living God, says the pasuk in Hosea. So that's regarding the tzibur. And then, regarding individual, it says regarding the wicked Yechanyahu in his wickedness, the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Kiswas isha zeh, write this man aridi, that he's alone without any children, geber le'itzlach b'yam, of a man that will never be successful in those days. Imyia, and like a pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Imyia kanyahu ben Yayakum melech Yehuda. If this kanyahu, the son of Yayakum, is going to be king of Judah, achaysim ayad yamini, the signet ring on my right hand, kimisham et kencheh, it's from there that I'm going to rip it off. But Bekevin Shashab Begulusa, once he repented in his exile, Nema Bezrubabel Benoi, it says regarding his son, which actually a grandchild is considered like a son, Bezrubabel, it was said, a pasuk in Chagai. B'yoymahu no Hashem Tzavokas. On that day, said Hashem Tzavokas, Akachacha Zrubabel, Ben Shaltiel, Avdi no Hashem. I'm going to take you, Zrubabel. The son of Shaltiel, my servant, says Hashem, V'samticha kachaisim, I'm going to make you like the signet ring. Which means to say, the same terminology uses when he gets rid of the sinners, the same terminology that he says when he brings back those who repent. Halacha zayin, kam ma'ula ma'ilas ha'tshuva, how great is the level of repentance. Emesh, yesterday, he said, moved on Hashem like Yisrael. This person was separated from Hashem, the God of the Jewish people. Shemek says, the person Yeshaya, Avanesechem, Hayim Avdilim, Beinchem, Levein Elikechem, that your sins were separated between you and between God. Tzoyek, Veinenena, screaming and not being heard, not being responded to. Shemek says, in the Pasuk over there, Kisal but Tfilah, because when you can increase your prayer, and then Ishmael, I don't hear. Voisin mitzvahs retoyven leisim b'fonam. The person does mitzvahs and they tear it up in his face. Like it says in the pasuk over there, mi bikish es miyatchem, says Hashem. Who asked this from you? The moish chatzed to trample my court. You're like, you're coming to my bissim English. I don't want you. And the pasuk says in Malachia, it says, mi gambachem v'yiskad olsam. Who from you, if only you guys would close the doors, v'leite'ihu mizbechichinim, and don't illuminate, don't light up my altar for nothing. Ein l'chevitz b'chem am Hashem tzavakas. I have no desire in you, says Hashem tzavakas. U'mincha le'yatz miyatchem, I don't want the flower offerings from your hands. Now, v'hayoyim, but today, now that it did tshuva, hu mudbak b'shchena, it's connected to the divine presence. Somebody says in the pasuk in the bottom, v'atam advekim b'shem akechem, and you who are connected to Hashem, your God. Tzoyik v'nen miyad. Then he screams, he's answered right away. Somebody says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, v'hoyi tedem yikrov on the end. Says Hashem, and even before they even call out, I'm already answering. V'yisim mitzvahs, u'mekab m'loisim anachas v'simcha. They do the commandments, and it's received with pleasantness and with joy. Shlomik says in the pasuk in Kehelis, ki kvar rotzeh l'kimas masecha, because God already desires your actions. But not only that, elishim mis'avim lehem, God actually anticipates and desires it. Shlomik says in the pasuk in Malachi, v'arv l'Hashem minchas yudah b'rishloim, and it will be sweet to Hashem, the flower offering of Judah and of Yerushalayim, ki me'olam, like the days of old, like the days of Moshe Beinu, v'choshon ka'monios, and like the earlier years, that in the days of Shlomo, which their karbonos were accepted with great will. Halacha ches, the prohibition of tormenting about tshuva. Bali tshuva, those who repent, darkam liya shfolam v'anov miyesa, their path is to be extremely humble and authentic. If the fools embarrass them regarding the earlier things they've done, they say to them, yesterday you used to do such and such. And yesterday you used to do such and such. Al yargishu, they should not be feeling lohem. They should not react emotionally to them. Rather, they hear and they're joyous. And they should know that this is a merit for them. Because as long as they're embarrassed from their actions that have passed over them, and that they're ashamed from them, their reward is great, and their level is increased. It's a complete sin to tell a penitent, remember earlier things, you're not, such a crazy tzaddik. Or to recall in front of him, to embarrass him. Or to recall similar types of ideas and things, to remind him what he has done. I call asr, everything is forbidden. And the person is forewarned on this regarding the category of hainoyas, the bottom, of hurtful words. Shazhita Tadala, which Tara has already warned regarding Shemak says in Pasim Yikra, a person should not mistreat his friend. That includes telling the Baal Tshuva, oh, remember what you used to do. But if a person is a Baal Tshuva, hears this, he should rejoice in that, understand that he's become who he needs to be, and that anything increases his level about how authentic he really is, and not to go off because of words that people had told him.